有一个老人家
，one elderly，
他最近呢换了这个牙医
，and he recently switched to a different dentist。
然后呢，他就坐在这个等牙医的地方呢，就发现呢，新来的牙医呢，他的名字跟他从前的同学的名字完全一样的。
When he was in the waiting room waiting to see the dentist, he realized the name of the dentist is exactly the same as an old classmate.
但是呢，当他见到这个牙医的时候呢，他肯定呢，这个不是他的同学。
But when he actually met the new dentist, he was certainly was not his old classmate.
因为他的同学呢，从前呢是在班里面呢是他们的帅哥。
Just wanted to confirm. Because the old classmate back in the school days was a very handsome man.
他当时呢又高又瘦。
At that time, he was tall and lean.
但是前面这个牙医呢，他是一个地中海呀。
But the dentist standing in front of him is one with a very significant bulge in the middle.
还有头发有白，这个皱纹呢也是很多在脸上。
And he's growing bald and lots of wrinkles on his face.
那么呢，所以呢，但是呢，这个老人家呢，当他要走的时候呢，他还是忍不住就要问这个人呢。
So the patient was unable to resist the temptation to want to find out from this dentist.
所以呢，他就问你是不是某一个中学毕业呢？
So he asked the dentist, did you graduate from such and such middle school?
他说是啊。
And the dentist very excitedly said, yes.
哪一年呢?
And then the patient asked, what year did you graduate?
1971年。
The dentist said, 1971.
那么这个老人家就说，那么你就是我这一班啊。
And then the elderly said to him, then you graduated the same time that I did.
这个牙医呢，就看一下这个老头啊。
And the dentist raised his glasses and looked at his patient.
你是教哪一门课的？
And asked the elderly patient in front of him, which teacher of mine are you?
这个久别重逢的经验呢，其实大家都有啊。
So this type of a reunion experience, I'm sure it's not unique.
就是有些人呢，你很久没有见呢，发现呢，他是跟从前一样。
Some people that you haven't seen for a while, when you see them for the first time, perhaps you find them to be about the same.
有一些人呢，改变很大。
Some people will change a lot.
创世纪第十九章呢，可以说是一个25年后的一个重逢。
Chapter 19 of the book of Genesis is about a reunion of some sort.
因为呢，在25年前呢，就记载呢，亚伯拉罕，神父叫亚伯拉罕出来。
And it was recorded about 25 years before this that God the Father called out Abraham.
我们知道呢，有四个人离开他的家乡。
We know that there were four people who left their home country.
他们都寻找神的祝福。
And they were all seeking God's blessings.
就是亚伯拉罕。
It was Abraham.
他的太太撒拉。
It was his wife Sarah.
他的爸爸，亚伯拉罕的爸爸。
And Abraham's father.
还有呢，就是他的侄儿罗德。
And also Abraham's nephew Lot.
亚伯拉罕的爸爸塔拉呢，在路上已经死掉了。
Abraham's father Terah died on the way.
剩下来就是他三个人。
And only three were remaining.
我们知道呢，最后罗德跟亚伯拉罕他们也分开。
And we also know that eventually Lot and Abraham parted ways.
但是呢，一直在圣经里面呢，没有讲到呢罗德发生什么事情。
But the Bible since then, the Bible never really described what happened to Lot.
直到今天，创世纪十九章里面呢，就谈到罗德的是怎么样了。
Until this chapter, the Bible described what happened to Lot.
这一个呢，我们来看看现罗德。过了差不多25年呢，他变成一个怎么样的一个人。
So let's look at today's verses to find out what happened to Lot in those 25 years.
第一个呢，我们看看你看19章的时候呢，你看我们第一个印象对于罗德的是怎么样的。
So let's look at the beginning of chapter 19. Let's see what kind of impression we have about Lot at that time.
看起来呢, 他生活得很好啊。
It seems like he's earning a good living.
在第一节里面呢, 讲到了, 罗德当时是坐在所多玛城门口。
Verse 1 talks about Lot was sitting at the gateway of the city of Sodom.
我们知道呢, 只有如果你是, 城的长老, 或者你是他的审判官呢, 你会坐在门口的。
And we understand that only if respected elders or judging administrators will be allowed to sit at the gateway.
所以你可以说呢，罗德过了25年以后呢，他成为城里面一个德高望重的一个人了。
So you may say that Lot, after 25 years, became a very well-respected man.
还有呢，就是如果你比较亚伯拉罕跟罗德。 在18章到19章呢，他们的反应差不多是一样的。
And next, if you compare the reactions between Lot and Abraham toward the visitors, they're about the same.
他们对陌生人呢都是很慷慨的。
And they were both very kind toward strangers.
好像呢，亚伯拉罕见到这些陌生人的时候呢，他跑去欢迎他们。
So when Abraham saw these those strangers in chapter 18, he went out and greeted them.
罗德也是一样啊。
Lot did the same.
还有呢，就是亚伯拉罕请他们吃饭，罗德也是一样啊。Abraham
invited them for dinner, and so did Lot.
还有就是呢，亚伯拉罕会到两个城市带球，其实罗德也曾经为了一个城市带球啊。And
they both of them did supplication. Abraham did for two cities and Lot did for one.
如果我们上个礼拜讲到亚伯拉罕有一个很活泼的灵命的时候，我们也可以说罗德有一个很活泼的灵命。So
if chapter 18 we talked about Abraham having a vibrant spiritual life, we may also argue that Lot has the same.
但是我们都知道，其实罗德没有好像亚伯拉罕一样。
But as the rest of the chapter 19 tells us that Lot was inside was not the same as Abraham.
我们知道他里面就好像一个所多玛人一样。
Inside of Lot was not too different from rest of the people in Sodom.
为什么罗德会失败呢？
Why would Lot fail?
我想有三个原因。
I think there were three reasons.
第一个原因就是因为这个世界成为罗德的家。
I think the first reason is because the world had become Lot's home.
如果你比较18章到19章的时候呢，你会发觉呢，亚伯拉罕跟罗德所住的地方是不一样的。If
you compare chapter 18 verses 19, you can first realize that the residences are different between Lot and Abraham.
在18章第一节呢，讲到亚伯拉罕呢是坐在这个帐篷的门口。
Verse 1 of chapter 18 talks about Abraham sitting at the entrance of his tent.
但是在19章第2节里面呢，讲到罗德呢，他自己说，请你到我，请你们到仆人的家里面。换句话说呢，他是住在城里面的一个房子里面的。In
chapter 19, verse 2, Lot invited these visitors to go to his house. In other words, he was residing within the city limit.
亚伯拉罕是住在帐篷，罗德是住在一个房子里面。Abraham
was staying in a tent, while Lot was staying in a house in the city.
亚伯拉罕不是住不起房子，所以他住在帐篷。It
was not that Abraham could not afford a house, therefore he lived in a tent.
其实因为他知道他不属于迦南地这个世界。He
stayed in a tent because he knew that he did not belong to Canaan.
所以他情愿就好像一个寄居的一个客旅一样。And
that's why he lived as a foreigner.
他知道有一天神要洁净这个迦南地以后呢，他的后裔呢就可以住在这个地里面了。And
Abraham knew that only after God had cleansed this land before him and his offsprings and descendants would be able to live in this land.
但是罗德却不是这样想。
But Lot's thinking was entirely different.
他与亚伯拉罕在13章里面分开的时候呢，13章第10节呢，就形容呢这个所多玛这个地呢，就好像呢神的园子，也好像这个埃及这么漂亮。
So when Lot and Abraham parted their ways in chapter 13, it was described to us that the land of around Sodom is like the garden of the garden of the God, and it's like the land of Egypt.
你看见呢，他很羡慕这个索多玛的繁华。
You could tell that Lot at the time really envied the well-watered land of Sodom.
但他呢，他心里面知道了这个城市是充满罪恶的。
So even though inside perhaps he knew that this city was filled with sins,
所以呢，他没有马上搬进去。
Therefore, he did not move into the city right away.
他只是选择呢，在这个城市旁边的这个平原。
He only stayed at the plain next to the city.
在十三章十二节里面呢，他就讲到，但是他最后渐渐的挪移帐篷，直到所多玛。
But then verse 12 talked about how he gradually moved and started pitching his tent closer and closer to the city of Sodom.
最后他从一个寄居的人变成这个世界的一个居民。
So Lot at that time transformed himself from a foreigner to a resident of the city.
世界成为他的家。
And therefore the world had become his home.
我们都知道让 圣经讲到世界的时候呢，它其中有个解释呢，就是讲到世上的一些情欲。
So we know that when Bible talks about the world, it talks about some of the desires in this world.
好像呢，这个肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，还有今生的骄傲。
For example, talking about the cravings of sinful man, or the boasting of what one person does or one person sees, and also the lust of one's eyes.
我们面对这些事情呢，很多基督徒都知道是这些事情是不对的。
When Christians are confronted with these things, we know they are not righteous.
但是很可惜呢，有一些基督徒却好像罗德一样，他很羡慕这些事情。
But unfortunately for some Christians, they are more like Lot, where they really envy these desires.
结果他们怎么办呢?
So what do they do?
他们就站在远远地看这些事情。
They will first stand from a far distance to observe these things.
他们心里面想，如果我不犯罪就好。And
they would be convincing them, try to convince themselves that if as long as they don't commit sins, they will be okay.
过了一阵子呢，他们心里面就想了。
After a while, they would start to think,
究竟我可以站多近 这个事情，但是我而不犯罪呢？
They would start to ask the question, how close can I stand without actually committing sin? Perhaps I can get closer.
结果一天一天，我们就靠近这个犯罪的事情。So
day after day, we start to move closer and closer to sins.
直到有一天，世界成为他的家，他也不知道。Until
one day, this world becomes his home, and even then, he would not realize what situation he was in.
世上的情欲呢，对不同的人有可能是不同的事情。The lustful cravings
from this world are different to different people.
我记得我年轻的时候拍拖的时候，我常常问一个问题。I
remember when I was younger, when I was dating, I asked one question.
就是，我拍拖的时候可以有多少的身体上的接触呢？
The question was, how much bodily contact can I have during dating?
就是多少才不是犯罪呢?
In other words, how much touching is allowed before it becomes sinful?
还有对其他人来说，可能买东西是你的一个引诱啊。So
to others, perhaps shopping is a temptation.
就是你买多少才不是浪费呢?
So the question that one may ask in that situation is how much can one buy before it becomes a sin?
其实我们从罗德身上我们学到一个功课。
But we learned one lesson from Lot.
其实当我们面对引诱的时候呢，问题不是你站多近才不是犯罪。
The question about temptation is not how close you are to temptation.
其实问题是你的方向是什么。
The really basic question is, what direction are you facing?
如果你的方向是面对这个世界的时候,
if your direction is facing this world,
走晚你会越来越靠近这个世界。
It will be a matter of time before you become a part of the world.
但是我们看见亚伯拉罕，他就是一生人是面对神的。
But we can see from Abraham, on the other hand, that throughout his entire life, he was facing God.
所以他就没有走向这个世界，只是走向神。
So he never headed toward the world. He was heading continuously toward God.
另外一个原因呢，为什么罗德失败呢？就是因为呢，这个世界是他的朋友。
Another reason that Lot failed was because the world had become his friend.
如果呢，你看第十九章第四节呢，你就发现呢，索多玛其实是一个很恐怖的一个地方。
If you look at verse 4, chapter 19, you realize that the city of Sodom at the time was actually a very scary place.
这边讲到他们还没有躺下索多玛城里面过各处的人呢，其实是男人呢，连脑袋笑都来围住那房子。副教罗德说，今日晚上到你们这里来的人在哪里呢？把他们带出来，任我们所为。
In verse 4 and 5 tells us that before they had gone to bed, these two visitors had gone to bed, all the men from every part of the city, and these were all men, the city of Sodom, both young and old, surrounded the house. They called to Lot, where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us so we can have sex with them.
你有没有听到英文跟中文的分别啊？
Have you noticed the difference in interpretation between English and Chinese?
我们中文呢是很就是很文雅的，他没有把其实他们想做什么，就是想强奸只是来的陌生人。
So in Chinese, the translation was quite reserved, and so the English was more explicit, which and also more direct. So what did the English translation say? It says that these men wanted to rape these two visitors.
还有呢，在犹大书里面解释呢，其实这他们的行为呢是一个逆性的情欲。
In the book of Jude, it talked about that these desires was a perversion.
其实就是同性恋的意思。
In other words, homosexuality.
其实当我们长出来的时候呢，其实我们也感到很羞耻。
And actually, when we actually use these words out loud, we also feel ashamed.
但是你有没有发觉呢？罗德是怎么称呼这些索多玛的人
？But did you notice how Lot was referring to these people？
第七节呢，罗德说：“众弟兄。”
In verse 7, it talks Lot referred to them as my friends.
其实英文的翻译比较正确，就是我的朋友啊。
The English translation says that my friends instead of my brothers.
索多玛人就是罗德的朋友。
The citizens of the city of Sodom were friends to Lot.
你知道在箴言里面有一句话吗
？Do you know this verse from the book of Proverbs?
难交朋友的自摧败坏。
That a man of many companions may come to ruin.
意思就是，如果你选择朋友没有选择性的这样子交朋友的时候呢，其实你最后的结果就是败坏。
So what this means is that when you choosing your friends, you're not being selective about it, and what that's going to lead to is a total ruin.
我常常引用这句话的时候呢，有人都不同意我的讲法。
So whenever I often use this verse, people would disagree with me.
他们常常说，但是世人做朋友有什么不好啊
？They would argue that there will be nothing wrong to be friends of people in this world.
要不然你怎么传福音啊
？Because if you don't have friends, how can you evangelize?
还有他提醒我，耶稣都是罪人的朋友啊。
And they would also remind me that Jesus has also had many friends in this world.
我听他们这样讲的时候呢，我会这样子想呢。
When they would interpret that way for me, I would say this.
如果你朋友的定义就是你爱他，结果我没有反对。
It depends on your definition of friend. If your friends are people that you care for, you love.I have no problem with that.
因为圣经的确教我们要爱我们的邻舍。
Because the Bible does teach us to love our neighbors.
但是如果你朋友的定义是接纳他们的世界观的时候呢，那么我就不同意了。
However, if friends means that you also accept their worldly views, then I would disagree with that.
因为我相信好像 箴言所说，我们的如果你是这样子做的时候，你的结局就是败坏。
Because I do believe in what the proverb says that if you do in such a way, the conclusion is a total ruin.
你看罗德，你就知道。
And it's evident by through Lot.
因为当他面对这些索多玛人的要求的时候呢，他有另外一个提议。
Because when he was confronted with this request from the citizens of Sodom, he brought up an alternative.
他的提议就是我把我的女儿交给你们，让你们做什么事情都可以，你不要伤害这些人。
So his alternate proposition was to offer his two daughters to these people so that they would not harm the two visitors.
你知道他的提议跟这些索多玛人的提议其实只有一个程度上面的分别，其实两个都是罪，但是只有一个程度上面的分别。
We must realize that the two propositions between Lot and the citizens of Sodom is different only in a matter of degree.
只是当你与世界做朋友的时候，最后你就会好像你的世界的人一样去想东西。
So when you do become friends of this world, your thinking is going to be very worldly.
你可能跟你旁边一个不信主的人的分别也是一个程度上面的分别。
So similarly, the difference between a Christian and a regular person from this world is only a matter of degrees as well.
我没有在公司里面偷东西啊。
I've not stolen from my company.
我只是偷懒而已。
I've only been lazy.
可能呢，你说我没有好像这些赌徒一样呢，把我所有的钱都拿去赌啊。
I'm not like any of those gamblers who wasted their money in casinos.
我只是在看世界杯的时候跟我朋友打赌而已。
I've only placed a few small wagers when the World Cup was on.
当你跟世界做朋友的时候，你就会效法他们的行为。
When we become friends of this world, we will follow this world.
你会变成跟他们完全一样，但是你都没有发觉。
We'll become just like this world, except that we won't even know it at the time.
第三个原因为什么罗德失败呢？就是因为世界是他所爱。
The third reason that Lot failed was because he loved this world.
神怜悯罗德。
God had mercy on Lot.
那么天使就保护他们全家，这些人就没有能够进来他的家。
So the angels protected Lot and his family, and therefore these people were blinded, so they could not enter the house.
十四节里面呢，就告诉我们呢，天使告诉他们呢，他快要毁灭这个城市呢。那么呢，你要带你的家人，凡你所认识属于你的人，你快要离开。马上离开这个城市了。
In verse 14, it tells us that the angels had told Lot and that they would destroy the city very soon, and therefore Lot must bring his family, himself and his family members out of the city very soon.
那么在十四节里面呢，罗德就告诉他的女婿。
In verse 14, Lot mentioned this to his sons-in-law.
那么他的女婿的反应是怎么样？
And what was his sons-in-law's reaction?
以为呢，罗德跟他讲笑啊。
And he thought Lot was joking with him.
你有没有想过，为什么他们会有这个反应呢？
Have you ever thought why his sons-in-law would have this reaction?
他是岳父啊，为什么他不相信他？
Lot is their father-in-law. Why would they not believe their father-in-law?
我想圣经有告诉我们的原因。
And I believe the Bible has told us the reason.
这个就是在十五、十六节。里面讲告诉我们
，These are in verses. The reasons are in verses 15, 16.
特别在十六节里面告诉我们，其实罗德自己都不愿意离开。
Especially in verse 16, it clearly states that even Lot himself did not want to leave.
如果你是叫人离开，但是你自己都不离开的时候，有谁会相信你呢
？When you're trying to convince other people to leave, but even you showed hesitation, why would anybody believe you?
你有没有想过？有的时候为什么我们讲的东西没有人相信？
Have we ever thought about why a lot of our convictions are not shared by others?
好像呢，我们跟人家传福音，人家没有反应。
For example, when we share the gospel with others, but we receive no reaction from them.
父母跟儿女教训他们，他们不理他。
When the parents tend to discipline their children and children continue to rebel, why would that be?
牧师在讲道，没有人听。
When the pastor is preaching, nobody's listening.
可能哈，可能有一个可能性。
It's possible that there's one reason.
这是我们跟罗德是一样。
It's possible that we're not too different from Lot.
你所讲的东西，连你自己都不相信。
That your own preaching is not believed by yourself.
就是你叫人离开，你自己都不离开，有谁会听你？
If you tell other people to leave, but you're not willing, ready to leave yourself, why would anybody trust you?
如果我们神不是你最爱的，你怎么可以去好像去说服其他人你去爱神呢？
If God is not your most loved object, then how can you convince other people to love God?
我希望就是用约翰一书二章十五节里面的去提醒我们。
And I hope to use the first book of John chapter 2 verses 15 to remind us.
不要爱世界和世界上的事，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of Father is not in him.
如果世界是你所爱的，
If the world is what you love,
你没有可能爱神。
It's impossible for you to love God.
我知道有一些基督徒会这样子想。
I know some Christians would argue.
我爱世界又怎么样？
What's wrong with loving this world?
罗德是不是硬性心意啊？
Was Lot also justified by faith?
是啊，我们知道啊。
Absolutely, yes, we know so.
那么就是说，他爱世界，但是死掉还是上天堂，是不是啊？
Even though Lot loved this world, but after he dies, he still went to heaven.
应该是啊，我们知道，是不是？
And yes, that is indeed true.
那么我学罗德，不学亚伯拉罕。
Then why should we follow Abraham? We should follow Lot.
那么最后我们看看罗德要付一个怎么样的代价。
But Lot did pay prices, and let's see the prices he paid.
第一个代价就是他赔偿了他的次子。
The first price he paid is that this cost his wife.
罗德太爱索多玛。
Lot loved the city of Sodom too much.
所以他一直都没有走。
So he waited till last second.
最后他为什么会离开呢？其实就是两个天使，四条手，把他跟他的太太跟两个女儿呢一起拉出去，他们才走。
So when did he finally leave? He only left because the two angels using four arms to grab hold of himself, his wife, and his two daughters.
在十七节里面呢，天使就吩咐他们要徒命，不要回头看。也不可以在平原上站住，要往山上徒跑，免得你们被剿灭。
In verse 17, the two angels told the Lot to flee for your lives. Do not look back, do not stop anywhere in the plain. Flee to the mountains.
但是都最后怎么样呢？
But what happened?
我们都知道，他太太当神毁灭索多玛这个城的时候，他忍不住就回头看。
But we know that Lot's wife, when the city of Sodom was being swept away, she was not able to resist but look back.
结果她就变成一根岩柱。
And she became a pillar of salt.
为什么她会这样子做，不听天使的话呢？
Why would she do this and not obey what the angels had told her?
我想就是因为她舍不得这个索多玛城。
And because she had a hard time letting go of the city.
为什么她舍不得这个城呢？
Why would she have a hard time?
因为她先生也是舍不得。
Because her husband also had a hard time letting go.
罗德影响她的妻子。
Lot influenced his wife.
所以她妻子有这个表现。
And that's why his wife behaved in such a way.
在圣经里面呢，我们知道罗德是一个义人。
In the Bible, we know that Lot was actually a righteous person.
不过你是一个义人，是神的儿女，圣经就教我们，你不要效法这个世界。
If you're a righteous person and you're God's child, then the Bible has told us not to follow this world. Because we are actually only foreigners to this land. We only living here temporarily.
当罗德不选择神去选择这个世界的时候,
when Lot did not choose God and chose the world instead,
他不但只害了自己,
he not only harmed himself, but he also hurt his wife.
其实夫妻两个人应该是一体的,
and actually, husband and wife should be one body.
罗德没有把他太太带到神面前, 却把他太太带到这个世界面前。
Lot did not bring his wife in front of God, but instead he brought his wife into this world.
你知道一个基督徒选择世界, 就是自更堕落。
You have to realize that when a Christian chooses this world, he is asking to he's falling, he's asking to be decadent.
你不要以为你犯罪是你个人的事。
Do not be deceived that sin is one person's ordeal.
你犯罪会影响你的配偶。
When you sin, you're going to influence your spouse as well.
很有可能他会变成好像你这样子的一个人。
It's highly likely that your spouse will be just like you.
第二个代价就是罗德赔偿了他的儿女。
And the second price that Lot paid was that lost his daughters.
罗德跟他两个女儿呢，结果就离开所多玛了。
So Lot and his two daughters left Sodom.
但是最后他发觉他所有的朋友都死掉了。And
then they realized that they had lost all their friends.
包括原本要娶他两个女儿的女婿呢，都死掉了。Including
the two future sons-in-law that were going to marry his daughters.
那么他大女儿就想到一个难题了。So
his older daughter realized a dilemma.
就是会不会他们罗德这个家庭呢，就绝后没有后人呢？
That it is entirely possible that this Lot's family line will be terminated.
这个其实是一个蛮严重的一个问题啊。
And actually, this indeed was a serious problem.
但是你看31、32节呢，他女儿想到一个怎么样的一个解决的方法呢？
But let's look at verses 31 and 32 and look at the solution. The so-called solution that the daughters came up with.
他想到的方法就是要从他爸爸身上,
and the solution came up by the older daughter was to continue the family line through their father.
这个是很,
and I can say this is one without any morality whatsoever. And because this is incest.
为什么他女儿会想到这个方法呢?
How did his daughter come up with the solution?
因为其实他跟他爸爸学的。Because
she learned from her father.
当他爸爸遇到所多玛城的人的要求逼迫他们要把这两个天使交出来的时候, 他爸爸也做了一个很没有道德的
She learned from her father because when her father was confronted with an angry mob that requested him to turn over the two visitors, he also made a very immoral decision. So when she was confronted with this dilemma, the only thing that she could come up with was to have this particular solution, even though there are many other options, such as finding another wife for Lot. So when the father makes an immoral decision, the daughter did the same.
你有没有想过,当你犯罪的时候, 你的儿女会以你为榜样的?
Do we realize that when we sin, our children will follow our example?
你叛逆神的时候,你儿女很有可能也会叛逆神。
So when we rebel against God, our children very likely would rebel against God.
最后一个代价就是罗德赔偿了自己。
And the last thing was that the Lot cost his own self.
你可以说罗德一生所追求的是什么呢？
You may ask what was Lot looking for throughout his entire life?
就是世上的享乐。
And that is the enjoyment in this world.
他怎样子努力的要住在索多玛城，就是为了他的荣华。
And the reason he tried so hard to stay in the city of Sodom was for his enjoyment.
但最后他怎么样？
But what happened to him?
他老了。
He got old.
他住在什么地方？
Where did he live?
他住在一个洞里面。
He stayed in a cave.
他财产没有了。
His wealth was gone.
妻子没有了。
Wife was gone.
女儿乱伦。
And in incest relationship with the daughters.
所有朋友都死掉。
All friends were lost.
你觉得这个值得吗？
Do you think this was worth it?
你可能说值得。
You may say, actually, it was worth it.
因为他享受了二十五年了。
Because he was able to enjoy himself for 25 years.
真的吗？
Really?
你看彼得后书第二章第七第八节。怎么形容罗德呢？
Let's look at the second book of Peter, chapter 2, verses 7 and 8, see how Lot was being described.
他特别在第八节里面呢，讲到了，因为哪个日人住在他们中间，就是讲到罗德，看见、听见他们步伐的事，他的心就天天伤痛。
And especially in verse 8, talks about that righteous man, which means Lot, living among them day after day, was tormented in his righteous soul by the lawless deeds that he saw and heard.
没有一个神的儿女犯罪的时候他不伤痛的。
There is not one single child of God that can sin without being tormented.
除非你不是一个神的儿女。
Unless you're not a child of God.
因为神的圣命是不喜欢犯罪。
Because God's life in you does not like sins.
37-38节呢，记载了罗德所生的两个儿子。
In the last two verses, 37-38, recorded about the two sons that were born.
他讲到这两个人就成为摩亚人跟亚扪人的祖先。
They became the fathers of the Moabites and the Ammonites.
到这个两个民族呢，跟罗德很相似的。
Do you realize that these two peoples were very much like Lot?
他们就是住在以色列人的旁边。
They lived in a place neighboring the land of Israel.
你可以说他刚好就是在神祝福的地方的外面。
So you may say that they are just on the outside of God's blessings.
罗德跟亚伯拉罕有同一样的蒙福的一个开始。
Lot and Abraham both had very blissful beginnings.
但是罗德有一个很悲惨的一个结局。
But Lot ended up with a very tragic ending.
虽然他开始的时候，他接受神的应许。
Even though Lot received God's promises in the beginning.
但是最终他享受不了神的祝福。
But at the very end, he was not able to take in God's blessings.
他就好像这两个国家一样，站在神的祝福的外面，远远的看着。
So he became just like these two nations at later time, that they are just outside of God's blessings and looking in from the outside.
为什么罗德有这样子的结局？
How did Lot end up this way?
因为他选择跟随这个世界。
Because he chose to follow this world.
不跟随神
and not following God.
你觉得这个值得吗？
Do you really think this was worth it?
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，
Dear Heavenly Father,
我求你赦免我们的罪。
We ask you to forgive our sins.
因为很多时候我们面对世界的时候，的确就好像罗德一样。
Because quite often when we areconfronted by this world, we become just like Lot.
我们希望享受这个罪恶的世界。
We want to enjoy things from the sinful world.
但是我希望今天罗德的生平可以给我们一个提醒。
But I hope that the life of Lot will send us a reminder.
当我们爱这个世界的时候，我们就没有办法享受神的祝福。
when we love this world, there is no way we can enjoy God's blessings.
求主给我们见到你的祝福的真实。
We ask you to help us see the truth of your blessings.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Thank you for listening to our prayers. Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.